AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Russian missile attack on Ukraine killed at least 16 people in the southern city of Odessa today. Charles Deledesma has details.
Local officials say a first missile struck houses, and when emergency crews arrived at the scene, a second missile landed there. Among those killed were a paramedic and an emergency service worker.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the U.S. and allies are warning Iran there'll be serious consequences if it moves ahead with a plan to provide Russia with ballistic missiles.
American officials are worried by comments from Iran suggesting a deal is imminent.
We've sent very clear messages to Iran not to do it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the possibility of it happening and the need to address it are both very real and very strong.
We really wanted to set down a marker here for Iran and for Russia, that there will be swift consequences for them to do that.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Moscow's already received and used North Korean ballistic missiles in Ukraine and has used Iranian weapons in the war.
Heck yeah. Drones by the hundreds.
And Iran is looking to benefit, too.
They're hoping to get Russian military technology for themselves.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia has begun 3 days of voting in a presidential election, all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule by 6 more years. However, at least half a dozen cases of vandalism at polling stations have been reported, including a firebombing. A special prosecutor who had a romantic relationship with Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has withdrawn from the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. A judge ruled one had to go to avoid an appearance of impropriety. And in Brazil, judicial documents show top military leaders told police former President Jair Bolsonaro presented them a plan to reverse the results of the 2022 election he lost. They refused and warned they would arrest him if he tried it. This is AP News. In the Gaza Strip, the first ship to use a new sea route from Cyprus is delivering aid, 200 tons of food, water, and humanitarian supplies, that word from the Israeli military. Meantime, peaceful Friday prayers in Jerusalem for Ramadan, Walter Ratliff reports.
The first Friday prayers of the Muslim sacred month of Ramadan passed without violence at the Al-Aqsa Mosque under tight Israeli security. This comes amid fears that the ongoing Israel-Hamas war would spark clashes in Jerusalem's Old City. In a bid to improve the group's leverage in ongoing ceasefire talks, Hamas militants had called on Palestinians to rise up and challenge Israeli restrictions on entry to the site. But no flare-up occurred after the noon prayers on Friday. An estimated 80,000 worshippers attended the prayers, the highest turnout since Ramadan began Monday. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Thank you, Walter. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.